support growing for a Tennessee ethanol plant. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. For years, efforts have been made to help add value to Tennessee's corn crop by building an ethanol plant near the state's major corn production area of West Tennessee. State Senator Don McCleary of Humboldt says an ethanol plant would fit well here.
My grandfather was a farmer, my great-grandfather was a farmer, my daddy was a farmer, and then my brothers, we have farms that we grow corn and cotton and soybeans. So I have an interest there, and I'd like to see agribusiness grow in West Tennessee, and that's why I have a real interest in this ethanol production.
McCleary, a member of the Senate Commerce, Labor, and Agriculture Committee, says we may hear a major announcement this week about plans to build a facility near the Mississippi River.
And there's some interest in people coming to this area because of the barge, the Mississippi River, the energy that they can get through our PBA. We've got a real prime spot for them to build a plant, and it looks like there's some people are going to do that, and they're going to be cooperative set up in which the farmers can have 51% ownership of the cooperative.
McCleary introduced the Volatile Oils Act of 2004 last year that would help entice investors to build an alternative energy plant here. He hopes to reintroduce similar legislation this year. And he says besides helping our farmers, it would help the environment.
It cleans the air. We have 26 counties, especially in the major metropolitan areas and in the Smoky Mountains. We need a plan to help clean up the air. This gives them a plan that the EPA we'll look at, and we don't lose road money. We're going to lose billions of dollars in federal aid if we don't clean up our air. And this gives us an opportunity to have a plan to do that.
McCleary says an ethanol plant or biodiesel plant here would definitely be a boost to the farm economy. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.